My Utmost for His Highest by Oswald Chambers, YMCA chaplain, British Army chaplain, and college professor. The Secret of Spiritual Coherence. But God forbid that I should glory, save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. Galatians 6:14. When a man is first born again, he becomes incoherent. There is an amount of unrelated emotion about him, unrelated phases of external things. In the Apostle Paul, there is a strong, steady coherence underneath. Consequently, he could let his external life change as it liked, and it did not distress him, because he was rooted and grounded in God. Most of us are not spiritually coherent because we are more concerned about being coherent externally. Paul lived in the basement. The coherent critics live in the upper story of the external statement of things, and the two do not begin to touch each other. Paul's consistency was down in the fundamentals. The great basis of his coherence was the agony of God in the redemption of the world vis-a-vis the cross of Jesus Christ. Restate to yourself what you believe and do away with as much as it as possible, and get back to the bedrock of the cross of Christ. In external history, the cross is an infinitesimal thing. From the Bible point of view, it is of more importance than all the empires of the world. If we get away from brooding on the tragedy of God upon the cross in our preaching, it produces nothing. It does not convey the energy of God to man. It may be interesting, but it has no power. But preach the cross, and the energy of God is let loose. It pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. We preach Christ crucified. If we get away from brooding on the tragedy of God upon the cross in our preaching, it produces nothing. Thus ends the reading of Oswald Chambers. The cross of Christ represents the horrible death that the Savior suffered for our eternal salvation. It is now the barrier by which the world is fenced off from us and us from the world. The world means everything that is opposed to God, His kingdom, and His righteousness. For those who make the cross their life and their boast, the world with all its accepted standards, values, opinions, honors, and lifestyles is no longer cherished or loved. For us to be crucified with Christ includes our being crucified to the world. There is no sharing in the salvation and glory of the cross of Christ without turning our backs on and all the earthly pleasures that draw our hearts away from Christ and His name.